This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. And I do mean that word, welcome. It is so good to come into your home, and we welcome you to this program. And we are so happy that we can share the global headlines with you in the light of what God says about what is happening. Isn't it good that God addressed in the Word already about what's happening in the world as we see it today? So exciting. The first one, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Have you ever noticed when you're talking to relatives or friends or loved ones about the second coming, sometimes there may be some within the group that'll sort of scoff at it. They may even become a little bit angry that you brought it up. Jack, why do you think there's that animosity out there?
Rexella, it's hard to understand because it is one of the most blessed things that will ever happen when we called up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52, after we hear the call, come up here, Revelation 4:1, the first thing that happens is we shall see His face, the face of Jesus, Revelation 22:4. Is that so bad? I believe it's because they're backslidden. We ought to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13.
How about it? Are you so enamored with everything here on earth, or would you really be glad? Oh, we need to look forward to the coming of the Lord. Well, when one thinks about the coming of the Lord, you can't help but think about something in the book of Revelation, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And here you see Grant R. Jeffrey, Prince of Darkness, Antichrist, and the New World Order. The first horseman, now we're going to deal with it right now. The first horseman is white, representing peace on earth. Well, you know, our ex-president and Tony Blair are promoting a world government and a world religion that will bring peace on earth. Jack, I just can't hardly imagine that. A world government and a world religion, peace, all one.
It's been in here for 2,000 years, Revelation 13, verses 1, and then 11 to 18. In verse 1, we have the infamous world dictator, the Antichrist, coming to power. And he has control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations. Verse 7, global. And in verse 11, this false prophet rises with him. And this prophet does something shocking. Now, he has the two horns of a lamb but speaks as a dragon there in verse 11 and 12. The two horns tie him in with Christianity because Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, John 1:29. But the speech like a dragon ties him in with satanic powers, Revelation 20, verse 2. And so they make quite a team. And it becomes a one-world government sponsored and backed by a one-world religion. In fact, the false prophet even makes an image in verse 15 to the world dictator, and all the world worships him, Revelation 13, verse 8. Now, this one comes to power on a peace platform. So he makes this peace in Daniel 9:27. Will it work? Will Israel give in? I'm sorry to say yes, because they couldn't have the peace contract unless they finally do. But Netanyahu is taking a stand like few ever have taken a stand. He says, no, we won't give up Jerusalem. But something happens because Jerusalem is handed over. And that is what begins World War III, Joel chapter 3, verse 2. And the bloodshed that comes through the other horsemen that we'll mention in a moment will be catastrophic. So the one comes and brings in peace. And that's why he comes on that white horse, because he's imitating the Prince of Peace who comes on a white horse, the Lord Jesus, in Revelation 19:11.
All right, Jack, that sounds good, doesn't it? Everybody's willing to kind of accept that white horse. Sounds really, really good. Peace, peace, united, and all the rest. Now, we are going to talk about the second horseman, the red horseman that takes peace from the earth. And then that next one, the black one, that shows hunger and economic collapse, Jack.
Oh, Rick Sella, what a book. It's right up to date. The Rider and the White Horse makes peace for 7 years, Daniel 9:27, but it's broken after 42 months. And who breaks it? Ezekiel 38:11, a nation says, I will go against them that are at rest, that are at peace. And what happens? It becomes the war of the latter years and latter days, verses 8 and 16 of that 38th chapter. But who is the culprit? Verses 1 and 2, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. This is a nation called Rosh, or Russia in the Greek, Russia in English. And Meshech is Moscow, and Tubal is Tobolsk, all in Russia. And it becomes the greatest war in history. And China joins with them. Kings, plural, in Revelation 16:12, becomes the most horrendous war in history. Study it. Revelation 9, verses 14 to 18. And verse 18 says, by these three was a third part of men killed, fire, smoke, and brimstone, atomic warfare. And Iran joins with them, Ezekiel 38, verse 5. And she's called Persia there, and Persia changed its name to Iran in 1935. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, we have the rider on the black horse, and there's an angel crying out, a measure of wheat for a penny. A penny was a day's wages, a measure was 16 ounces. It'll take a day's wages to buy a loaf of bread. Not only that, but they're really wailing because they've lost everything financially. And we are really in trouble in America with this debt. Revelation 18, verse 10, for in 1 hour her judgment come. Verse 17, in 1 hour so great riches has come to nothing. Verse 19, in 1 hour she made desolate. Folks, it's coming.
We're going to go on to that four horsemen very, very quickly. Now where people are dying in a couple of different ways. Terrorism and disease. First of all, the terrorism and the worldwide disease. All there in that fourth horseman, Jack.
Again, Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. There's a pale, sickly-looking horse, and his name is called Death, and hell followed with him to destroy a fourth part of mankind through the sword, hunger, death, and the beasts of the field. The sword, that's Islam. I saw the souls of them beheaded for the witness of Jesus, Revelation 20, verse 4. That's coming. I just heard on the news last night that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are coming together to plan the greatest devastation against the United States of America and American citizens that's ever been known. God, help us to get some sense. And then the beast of the earth, all these diseases, 25 new ones, all through animals. Why? The word of God is being fulfilled. The four horsemen are riding, and we need to get ready to meet the Lord.
Oh, friends, I ask you this question before. Would you look forward to the coming of the Lord? All of this points to something good, actually. It's the return of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring peace on earth, the Savior of the world. Will you open your heart to him? Oh, Jack, this invitation is so very important.
Rick Sella, no matter what our president plans, it's not going to happen until the Prince of Peace, Jesus, comes. Oh, come quickly, Jesus. Help us not to scoff anymore. Look at me, Jesus, precious Lord. God, our Savior, the second member of the Trinity. Oh, thank you for the cross. The cross on which you bled and died to cleanse us from sin. I accept what you did for me, Jesus. Come into my heart now. Save me. Pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Friends, never before have I meant it more. I trust that you prayed that prayer and opened your heart to the Lord. If you did, write to me. There's my address. I'd love to send this First Steps in a New Direction to you. I'll get it in the mail as soon as I hear from you. And now, friends, I want to leave you with a very, very good thought. To be spiritually fed, read the Bible with a good appetite, not a bad attitude. Oh, there's a difference. You need to be fed and read the Holy Word of God and accept it. Forgot what God meant it for. We look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. And so do we so very much. Bye-bye.